Blog Talk Radio.
Of NDB Radio. It is a special Monday evening. As you all know, we set this one up. Some really great stuff. I want to thank, obviously, the man, the myth, the one from up in the Pacific Northwest who, when he thinks it's raining, he thinks it's just a regular day in the sun. Hey, I want to welcome Shadow. What's up, Shadow?
Hey, Roger. I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
Doing well. I've got to tell you, the weather is absolutely beautiful today, and hey, we're going to see what's going to be happening today. All the way in sunny Southern California, probably about 10 feet away from me, the Bamster is driving around Southern California. What's up, Bam?
Yes, the Bamster is here with his special guest, Sheba. She is a famous radio DJ from up north, playing all the slow jazz jams. Say hi.
Hello there. Hello, radio audience.
Hey. Oh, man. Well, first of all, I've got to say hi. And, Bam, I've got to tell you that just knowing that she's real and she's not, you know, well, okay, you know, she's a real personality, man, I just shriveled up real quick. Because now I know that we have a professional on with us. Unbelievable. Good evening, Sheba. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful this evening. Getting ready for the night.
Oh.
Ooh, cool. Sounds great.
You can pick yourself up off the floor after passing out right now.
Dude, calm down. I didn't pass out. Or at least I won't admit to it. But I was off the chair for a moment. I will admit that.
So you're up for it.
Oh, heck, yes, we are. Hey, I want to welcome everyone in the chat room. Hey, it's all good, as they say. I want to welcome everyone in the chat room, everyone listening live as well. Don't forget when the time is right. You can go ahead and give us a call at 914-338-0314. If you want to fire off any emails, go ahead and do so at radio@noriega.biz. And all of our guests, don't forget to register at blogtalkradio.com. Take on a persona and be someone. And engage us in the interactive chat room. Well, Shadow, I know that we have our guest. I know there's a minor mix-up right now, so we're going to get it happening. No big deal. We have our guest confirmed, Michael Taylor. You all know him. And even if you don't know him, you will shortly. Michael Taylor is a renowned author in the realm of television. He has written for Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek. He is now an executive producer on the program Caprica. I know he has a few other programs that he produced, The Dead Zone. And I know that he might have another credit in there somewhere, which I'm just not recalling right now. But if you do a search for him, you know he's written quite a bit of stuff, especially in Battlestar Galactica, the renowned series that just came to an end. What was it, Bam? A few weeks ago, a few months ago, or was it already a year now?
Has been a year and a few weeks, actually. Shockingly.
It feels like yesterday when we did that midnight show right after the program, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we finished that one up just right after I got the chance to go and watch the show.
Yes, I know that we went live at midnight Pacific time, and then I know you and Dream went on live with me real quick. But hey, we're going to go ahead and give him another call right now. We did leave him a voicemail, so we're going to see if he's going to take the call at the moment. As you know, he is an executive in Hollywood, and sometimes they have to stay late. So I know Shadow fired off an email to him, and we left him a voicemail. So we're going to go ahead and give him a call right now. Hopefully he'll take it. If not, it's going to happen. Sometimes there's a little bit of a glitch from time to time. So let's see. Let me dial it. Ooh, it's dialing.
Yeah. Hey, sorry for that. We just had an issue with the good old Popo. the Bamster had to go on silent mode, and the Bamster's actually going to have to go on silent mode, unfortunately.
Go on silent.
We will definitely go and contribute as much as we can until then.
Well, okay. Sounds good. Well, all right. As of right
Wait
now,
a minute.
Yes?
Was that him? Or did you cut it off when he started?
That was the voicemail, as a matter
okay.
of fact.
Okay. Because I thought maybe it might have been him because he... It, you know, I didn't know you cut off there.
Okay, well, you know what? Hopefully we didn't hang up on him. We're going to go and do it just one more time. I'll probably give it a minute. That way we won't seem as harassing now. And this is just great. Everything is recorded for posterity's sake, so, hey, it's great. So
you know,
Bamster's going to go on. Yes, go ahead, Bam.
You know, we could interview Sheba, Queen of the Radio, right here if the whole interview with Michael Taylor doesn't go through.
That would be absolutely awesome. Too bad she didn't know about it, but maybe we could get away with that. Let's go ahead and give it one more shot. Let me check if he's already confirmed via Skype. I know it's there. Let me see. No, he has not confirmed just yet. But we're going to give it one more shot and see what happens. Who knows? He might answer now. It's just sometimes I cut off the voice because we don't want to, you know, if they have any personal information, we don't want to have that given up. I think we did that accidentally for someone. Oh, that was a bummer. I think they were calling Richard Hatch.
Hi, it's Mike. Can't come to the phone right now.
See? He's busy. He's there. It's done. Okay, so we're going to be holding on. Hopefully he'll be getting us some information. If he does come in via Skype, we'll be able to get him in a little bit. So he's probably still in the studio. Maybe he thinks it's 7 o'clock Hawaii time. Don't know, but we'll see what will happen. But all right there. Tell us, Bam, what have you got in your proximity there, brother?
I have a lovely young lady here who is my trainer in my other job as a financial dude. And, well, let's have her speak for a bit. Let's see what adventure she can share with us about being on the radio at night.
Okay.
Hello there.
Before she says, hi, good evening. How are you, Sheba?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
You know,
how about you?
Thank you. I'm actually doing very well. Hey, Shadow, how are you doing up there in Seattle?
Warm.
Okay, fair enough. So now you know the temperature there, Sheba.
Ooh. It sounds like cuddly weather.
So tell us, what is it that you do? Maybe you can tell us what you do with Bam a little bit later, but you are a radio personality. Bam has told me about it in the past. What? Tell us, can you give it away, or is it super secret information?
Well, it's always super secret. All you have to do is tune in, but if you're up north, you could hear me a little while ago. A few years ago, I was on radio 12 to 6 a.m., and I entertained you throughout the night.
Now, when you say up north, can you tell us which channel that was? Or the radio station?
KNRY. Yeah, KNRY. KNRY and 96.7 The Wave.
That is cool. Wow. Now,
yeah.
I've got to ask you, in the time that you were on air, what was one of your best moments that you can think of right now, both maybe a personal favorite, sometime you were really surprised, or maybe when someone got your goat?
Well, you know, people do call in and request tunes at night, especially for, you know, romantic purposes, should I say. And one evening, I mean, is this adult radio?
Oh.
Well, anyway, people called me for some very interesting requests. That was my most memorable evening.
That is so cool. Hey, Shadow, do you think they ever call in and ask us if this is adult radio? Or they just ask us if this is juvenile radio?
I would say the prior.
Yeah, juvenile or adult, it can be fun.
Wow.
Well, maybe so, but we're going to go ahead and pretend that we're just a bunch of juveniles here.
Well, that's fine. With me.
That is cool. Well, hey, you know what? I appreciate it. I've got to tell you, you have an absolutely phenomenal voice. It is beautiful.
Oh.
It sounds that. Well, you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so do you, by the way. You sound like a very interesting man.
Well, you know what? Voices and attitudes can be deceiving because, look, I hang around with Bam, so what the hell does that tell you?
Well, you know, that could be very interesting, too, you know. But what do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? See, when Bam's not on air, I like to make fun of him. Let me see, what else do I do? Let's see, on joke night, I use Bam at least 3-4 times in a joke. Let me see. When I'm at work, I complain about engineers and the educated elite, which would be Bam. Let me see. When I'm driving to work, when someone cuts me off, I say, damn it, Bam, get out of my way. Let me see. What else do I do? And when I tell my daughters, ladies, don't grow up and become Bam.
I love it. I love it. Oh, that's going to become one of my favorite things, Bamming.
Bammy.
Bammy. That's cool. You know,
remember that, Roger.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to remember that one. But I kid you, of course. The reality is I do spend some time on air with Shadow. He's my compatriot here. We've been doing this for well over a year now. We're into our second year. We've had the privilege of interviewing many, many a varied folk, interesting folk. And as a matter of fact, everyone has been fun and interesting when you get down to it. Right, Shadow?
Right, Shadow.
Yes. Sorry there. Was that 1 second delay that's on air?
Is the shadow there? Is the shadow
yes,
there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What does he have to say?
Mr. Shadow?
I hide him a lot.
Well,
oh.
Well, there it is. He definitely hides it a little bit. Well, you know, it's funny. I've never actually been asked what I do, but I got to tell you, I mean, in addition to being on radio, or the internet, I should say, I do like to spend some time, I guess, just playing sports or beating up people in war games. I love playing simulation war games. Whether
like
it's,
what? Like what? I love simulations, but war games, I haven't heard about that.
Well, there's a... You know what? I like the simulations, too, but unfortunately I don't get that many opportunities. But that was real good. The war games such as Birth of the Federation, Risk, Axis and Allies. Yes, let me guess. You're going to do something with simulation and Risk, right? Go ahead.
Oh,
finish it off.
Definitely. Well, I mean, there's no simulation without Risk.
Well, actually, I said simulation, but...
Oh, excuse me. My mind is another place.
Not at all. It's very much appreciated, let me tell you. We actually have someone who's on the risque side. And the amazing thing is that, Shadow, can you hear Bam? I hear the nervousness in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll show you. See,
Well, he's afraid,
you know,
very afraid.
Yes, well,
he
I
is.
Hear that little... Oh, yeah, of course he is. I hear that little harlot laugh of him. But again, all I got to say is, Bam, I've got to tell you, you know what? He's a hard worker. He's been on with us for a very long time now. He's a good guy, but it's all good. Any chance I get a chance to make fun of him, hey, it's great. Because this guy took me out in a game of seven card, whatever the hell it was. What was it, Bam?
It was Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Yeah, he suckered me in one of the better jobs that had ever been done on me. And he was jumping for joy, high-fiving everyone because he really put one over me. And I'm like, dude, I'm a novice. Get over it, man. I'm a nobody.
Well, that's really cool. I love
it.
I love it.
We've had the chance to do quite a few things, whereas, well, they actually haven't been over lately, but we used to play Texas Hold'em a lot and do all that other stuff. So, I don't know. What is it that you do in your off time, other than telling Bam what to do?
I like doing that. I like doing that.
It works.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I like the thought of Bam as a verb.
Wow. So are you in California for a while, Southern California? Or are you going to be going up back up north?
You're married, dude.
I'm going to be here for a while.
Thank you. Bam, what the hell was that, dude? Dude, you get out of the gutter, hell. No, I'm just wondering because I've got to tell you, she obviously has a beautiful voice, very well done. Maybe she can join us from time to time on the air. It'd be sweet. She could regale us with the stuff that she's done in the past. Hey, both tame and otherwise. You never know.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
Especially knowing that Bam has to do what you say. Oh, that would be absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Well, Bam, say hello, and we're going to have to go on mute mode for a while, and he will be back.
We have to exunt right now. So
sounds fair. Well, you guys take care. Thank you.
And,
hope
to be on during the rescheduled discussion with the famed Michael Taylor.
Yeah, guys, I do apologize for now. It's possible that we could still get him in a little bit. From time to time, it does happen. I know that one of our most difficult ones was Helen Carter from Space 1999. We had him on 30 minutes late, but it finally did go. So I know we're going to give him another call around 7:30 or so, or maybe in a few minutes, and we'll see what happens. But let me tell you. Oh, yes?
We have to go right now, but I do want to ask a question to Mr. Taylor. Now, if we cut the grass, is Starbuck still there? Okay? Ask him. Because
if we cut the grass, is Starbuck still there? Okay, we'll do that.
All right, thank you. All right, take care.
Sounds fair.
Bye.
Sounds fair. All right, thanks, guys. Okay, well, bye-bye. Great speaking. I've got to tell you, Shadow, what do you want to do? I know you fired off an email, or you went through Facebook, I suppose. There's been no response yet, correct?
No.
Okay, well, no problem. I think we're just going to go for a few more minutes, because I know you have quite a bit more news for us. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, both Shadow and I are going to be on air, of course, at 7 o'clock. We're going to be reliving about almost 12 hours after the fact, plus 30 years. The actual event that took place on May 18th, 1980. It was the modern volcanic event, otherwise known as Mount St. Helens, the eruption of Mount St. Helens. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. I tell you, the way Shadow prepares, I know he's got a lot of stuff, and all I can tell you is I've got a lot of stuff as well. And I think it's going to be real good as to what's going to happen.
I sent you some pictures, Roger.
Okay. I'm sure you did. I'm going to have to get to them in a little bit. I, Shadow, was a bad boy. I was actually out all weekend. And before we get to any other stuff, I got to tell you, it was a little bit of an emotional weekend for me because, first of all, you know I haven't been feeling well. This whole accident thing is really, really just in the number on me. It's you know, it's just it hasn't been a lot of fun. But hey, you know what? Whatever. Life goes on. And let's see, when was it? Okay, Friday. I know I had a lot to do on Friday, but on Saturday, I did the program in the morning, picked up my little girl, and then I think I wasn't feeling well, so I slept for quite a bit of the day, but then we woke up at around 2, 3 o'clock, or say I woke up. I told family, nope, we got to go. Get ready. Let's go. Take your showers and go. No, Rog, you're the only one that hasn't taken a shower. Oh, okay, fine. I'll do that right now. So we did, got ready, and we went to a birthday party to someone that I know. And he's kind of quasi-family. You know, his wife is the daughter of my cousin from my grandfather's first marriage. And
oh,
I didn't know this up until 4 years ago. My wife knew this, Shadow. I did not know that the grandmother that I knew was actually the second wife, because my grandfather's first wife died, you know, very early on. I had no idea that he was married twice. And from the first marriage, you know, my father has several brothers and sisters. And one of them is still alive. And I met her on Saturday. And it was something – she had not seen me, Shadow, in over 40 years.
Oh, goodness.
She knew me by name, but the last time she saw me was – In a crib or crawling on the floor, whatever it was. Some people would say I still crawl on the floor, but that's besides the point. And it was a bit emotional. I spent some time with her. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I'm trying to go to the mute button. I didn't make it in time. But I had not, you know, I kind of knew of her, and I finally got a chance to meet her, and she wouldn't let me leave her side. It was really something. It was an experience that I hadn't had. She is 85, actually 84, about to be 85. And she is my aunt, for all intents and purposes, and I had not met her. And 4 years ago, I didn't even know of her, Shadow.
Oh, jeez.
And a nice afternoon with the family. And there was like about 40 people there. Obviously, all of them weren't family, but it seemed a bit odd when I sat down, well, I was introduced to her, and she was just very friendly. She kind of gave me a perfunctory hug, which was very nice of her. And then when they said, "This is Roger, son of Ignacio," and then her eyes just lit up, and she gave me another hug and wouldn't let go. And I guess they had told her about me, and this is a total stranger to me. And I spoke to her nonstop for 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
In the middle of a party, and it was unreal. It was just an experience I'd never had. I wasn't feeling well. I forgot my medication because I woke up, and I said, "Okay, guys, let's go. We got to go. We got to make it. We're not going to ditch this." And I left all my medication, the allergies, painkillers, everything. So I was a miserable little SOB, which I'm going to beat you to the punchline, Shadow. I didn't have my medication that time, so that was my excuse. Otherwise, why am I the miserable SOB all the other times? I don't know. So. That's a very polite laugh on your part, so that's good. That was very polite. I know one day – oh, yes, yes.
I said I'm trying to hold it.
Well, that's why. You're doing a marvelous job. You are being damn polite. People listening really don't know, you know. And
they don't know the real me.
Which, well, the real me either, and that's what I'm alluding to. That's why you're being real good about it. And then, of course, on Sunday, we were expecting to go somewhere else, but I was out. Hell, Shadow, you see me from time to time on Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
I was not online any time this weekend, huh?
Which is unusual.
Yeah, I spent some time, and it was something where I devoted it to the family. I mean, I will always sneak in for some reason. You know, maybe a few minutes to just check some stuff, but I did nothing. I was away from the computer. It was great. I'm sorry to say, Shadow, it was a great weekend. I had met family, cousins that they're 10 years older than I am, but and they knew of me, and they remembered me. And I do not remember them. I know who they are now, and it's absolutely awesome. But go ahead. I know you want to say something.
No, go ahead.
Well, okay, fair enough. No, I guess I wanted to share that because it gave me a new lease on life, Shadow. I think you've heard me mention a few other times somewhere else. And my grandfather on my father's side and my grandfather on my mother's side, you know, you do the math, right? Add up their ages and then divide by two, and that's the average age that you're going to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell everyone, I've only got 29 years left in this world, you know, because they, you know, I split the difference between the two, and that's 70. I might get to 70. And I remember last year when I turned over a new leaf, I just, you know what, I got 30 years left on this world. That's it. I got to make the best of it. And yesterday reminded me of how little time there is on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you believe, Shadow, our time truly is finite. And I got to tell you, I'm trying to enjoy every frick little 0.068 seconds that I can. Still says, wait, 0.68 seconds, right? As Data said, I'm trying to enjoy each and every one. How was your weekend, big man? How was it?
Very quiet. You know, my partner works Saturdays and Sundays, so it was a very quiet one. I spent time with the boys, you know, the dogs that you often hear on the radio, and doing some footwork for the radio program, as always, lining up some people and getting some new fresh faces for us coming up in the near future.
And you've always done an incredible job. There's no doubt. I mean, between you, Sandra, and Mark.
Patricia.
I said Sandra, didn't I?
Yes.
Who the hell is Sandra?
I will give people two shout-outs. We have...
No, seriously, Shadow, who's Sandra?
I don't know.
Must
be your second wife.
Yeah, maybe in the dreams. But okay, very quickly before you do that, my second wife, as my second wife says, is my laptop. She said, well, okay, wait a minute. She says, one's my girlfriend, one's my mistress, and one is my second wife. I forget. And I'm going to settle all rumors right now. I do not have a work wife. I do not. It was alluded to me at one time. You know what? That came out of left field, but that was damn funny. I liked it. That was good. That was good, young man. No, hell no. I'd go for a divorce right now, and if he's listening, dude, hell no. And I think he would probably say the same thing. I was going to say something to him right now, and I was trying to get to it when Sheba spoke on the phone and say, wow, Bam.
It's a real person.
Yeah. This time your blow of dolls, you know, are silent in the background. Oh, that was so funny. But Bam was pretty good. He was very well behaved. And, you know, before I said anything, I looked to see if he was still on the switchboard, and he's not. That's good. But you wanted to give shout-outs. By all means, shout-out. Go ahead.
I've been talking to a PR firm, and I did some research. And these people are located in London, England. Platform PR in England, and we are because of the time difference, I probably won't be hearing back from them until later this evening, but we may have somebody from the Twilight series on the radio program in the near future, and a person that stars in a AB series that will be released this summer called The Gate, which is a supernatural series that's going to be released during the summer on ABC.
Wow, that is some good stuff. I know that you have some other guests lined up. I know nothing is confirmed, but wow, I got to tell you, it is some good stuff. Let me see. And you know what? While I'm talking to you and while you're giving me some information, because I am the forgetful, eager beaver. Whatever. Whatever. You know what? I hope to God that doesn't come back. And Chimo walked in for that one, and she's holding her mouth like, what the hell was that? You know what? We all make mistakes, okay, kids? So let's just let it go. Why don't you go ahead? I'm actually going online right now. And I'm going to take care of a little bit of business while I have you on air. So, yeah, why don't you go ahead and it's just, you know what, Shadow? You and I rarely ever get a chance to talk lately.
I know. It's kind of hit and miss these days. Hang on a sec. Excuse me. I didn't want to burp in the microphone there.
That's fair, and that's very much appreciated.
I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember who's on Thursday.
Thursday? We have someone on Thursday?
Wednesday, excuse me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Cassini, correct?
Yes, Frank Cassini, who's done a lot of different things, and he's got his own production company out of Vancouver. Gastown Productions, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
He's going to be with us. I think I told you, I'm trying to get narrowed down a date with Camille Saviola.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah, you know, you've got so many in the works, dude. I was talking about this morning with someone, and I said, every time I look at my phone, damn it, it's always someone new. And just every day I wake up, I said, who the hell is it going to be this time?
But, you know, we try to. There's the main cast members, and then there's the secondary characters and recurring characters, et cetera, et cetera. But it's kind of interesting sometimes to talk to some of the people that were even, you know, the secondary characters on the show. We've had some interesting conversations with a lot of them.
Oh, yes. You know what? Everyone has been terribly enjoyable and terribly exciting, let me tell you. Okay,
yeah.
Hey, all right, you know what?
John and Benito will be with us sometime in June.
Oh, fair enough. Sounds good. Okay,
I asked John to be willing to come back, and he's willing to come back again, so that'll be great.
Well, yeah, well, look, when he sent us the press release, you know, he says, man, I wish I would have remembered you guys. Check your Skype. I'm not going to take care of this month only because – I can't.
Yeah.
But, I think I caught up for the other two. So I think you saw on Facebook or Skype, right?
Yes, I got the message
okay.
There.
So I'm behind for this one. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
So, it's all good. I sent the other two. Okay?
Okay. Are we going to try to Michael again? Or were you going to give it?
Okay. Fair enough. You're right.
Off the hour.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that one more time. It is about 7:30. It's actually 7:32. So we'll give it one more shot. And here we go. Yeah, we'll leave over.
Sounds like he forgot.
It's possible, or he's still in the studio. You never know.
Hi, it's Mike. Can't come to the phone right now, so please leave a message.
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry, Mr. Michael Taylor. This is Roger and Shadow from NDB Radio. Sorry we missed you this evening, and what we're going to go ahead and do is, first of all, I apologize for all the missed calls right now. But we are on air at the moment, so we're just going to finish up the program, and hopefully we can have you on in another evening. So it's all good. Do apologize for all the missed calls, but hopefully we'll be able to have you on another day. So, okay, good. Just left a voicemail right now. Okay, fair enough.
You know, as we discovered, so when you work talk to people that are in the industry, sometimes things come up that are unavoidable.
Yeah, it's actually happened. It has in the past. But
look at Mike DuPont recently. We had to reschedule with him, and then things came up with that we're not able to. He's not able to be with us.
Yeah, I know. Who knows? Maybe sometime in the future he'll reconsider. But it's okay. I guess maybe they thought that we were a lot bigger than we actually are.
We're slowly, as you said, you know, so we're getting approached by groups and PR people and whatnot. We're slowly getting there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. slowly getting there. As a matter of fact, over on our end, the sports program is really beginning to take off. For those of you that know or don't know, we will be calling the play-by-play of the California Quake again this Saturday. And on June 5th, Andrea Lamont, who's on Blog Talk Radio, she's Andrea Sox Fan. That's her channel and her online moniker. She's going to be calling the June 5th game all the way up from Portland. And I don't think it's presumptuous to say, but it looks like Lenny Melnick from the Major League Baseball channel and a few other endeavors in the real world is probably going to be flying over to Portland to help Andrea out. That being the case, oh boy, who knows? I'm going to see if I can get up there right now. I know that, oh my God, I was going to say my travel assistant. ComFox is trying to arrange travel. You know what, Shadow?
What?
I'm going to screw with ComFox. Call him right now. Let me see. Is there anyone else that you want to mess with right now?
None that I can think of.
We've got to do this more often. He is just so good at it. Okay, here we go. What the hell? Who are you? Okay, yeah.
Oh, by the way, it said if you got time in Portland, check out, if you like bookstores, you got to check out Powell's Bookstore. It's an entire city block.
Okay, fair enough. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
It's a huge sci-fi section.
Fair enough. Okay, well, here we go. Let's see if we can. You might even answer that bastard. Or maybe he knows it's me. Let's see if you can listen to this voicemail message.
Greetings and salutations from Carlos Valen of the Foxeca Corporation. He is currently unavailable to take your message because he is running his plan to take over the world. One imaginary terrorist plan, excluding Florida and New York, because they are really just too big. If you would like to leave a message, please do so after the beep, and Carlos will get back to you as soon as possible. If you would like to send funds and receive a nice gift basket when he takes over the world, please press 2 now. Thank you, and have a nice day, future resident and citizen of Fox Deca Incorporated.
Is he insane?
That's his voicemail greeting.
That would scare away everybody and anybody.
Gosh, this guy, he is absolutely funny. For those of you that heard the Daily 15 today, we hadn't been on, obviously, as you know, I haven't been feeling well, but it was great. The hatred was back, and we did very well. We're not going to do it again tomorrow, though, because I commenced the physical therapy. And yes, the nurse, sorry, Shadow, but for me, this is a big deal. But the nurse, she is female. There is a God. Every time I've had therapy, pal, they've been male. Nothing personal. But that's just not something that interests me. I am so thrilled that the nurse is female. Oh, man. Because I am one of the unluckiest bastards the world has ever known. Doesn't matter. Time I fell off the hillside, male nurse. Time I threw out my back at home trying to push a car, male nurse. I slipped and fell at work. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, she was female. Okay, well,
maybe she was a transition.
Well, I was going to say, it could have been a guy, but there it is. So all I can say is that I'm looking forward to therapy tomorrow. I'm sorry to say, but I am.
I'm not going to touch that one.
You know, simulation, whatever. You know, even though it was misunderstood, it was a bad connection. Bam's phone is a little older, so the speaker wasn't working very well. But that was funny. We decided to slam him at the start of the program. His trainer was there.
That was. I thought at first I thought you said restrainer.
Oh yeah, well that's yeah. Whatever, you know. I was going to ask her, hey, since you're his trainer, what does he respond to better? Is it visual stimuli, or do you have to get the shoe and throw it at him? I'm just curious. Does he get the newspaper when he's supposed to? Does he take a leak on the carpet, or does he do it outside? I'm just curious. But it's okay. He was being a good guy. But yeah, no good deed goes unpunished there, Shadow. But hey, you know what? He had to pay for that one. So all right, tell me. Well, what else have you got? I think we've got about another 5 minutes if we end at 7:45. Otherwise, we could go on to 8 if you'd like.
I'm brain dead. Thoughts.
Well, then we are equal right now, so it's all good.
Oh, the pictures I sent you yesterday, over the last few days, is some that I found on my old hard drive, and some are not high quality images because they're older, but they are some good shots from trips to Mount St. Helens.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm actually opening up the email account right now. And did you want to post these on the internet? Shadow? Are you there?
If you want to use them on the Noriega.biz channel, go ahead.
What I can do is I can put them on there, and when we're done, we can just go ahead and remove them a little bit. Oh, hey, in the little bit of time that I was off, I got 5 new emails. See, how much spam did I get? Ooh, Melanie poked me on Facebook. Melanie, why the hell didn't you come to the chat room, woman? They're probably in the chat room. I'm probably not getting a good feed. Well, let me see. Nope, no one's in the chat room. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go through my emails. I finally got it down to about 1,082. That's what I have right now. It's a lot of emails. But I'm going to see if I can get through taking all of them. Wow. Let's see. Monday, Sunday. Jeez, I got way too many. Whatever. Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm starting right here. Okay, I have the Frank Cassini one. I'm going to open that one up right now. So we're going to have the – oh, you already sent out the press release, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
You edited it and sent it to me, and I
– oh, beautiful.
I sent it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you got screwed with jury duty. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, in the first week of vacation.
Can't you postpone it?
No. I've been excused once. It can only be done once.
Oh, gotcha. Can you put off your vacation for another day? Jury duty?
We have nearly 2 weeks. So our first week is set for me to do jury duty, unfortunately.
Well, that's a bummer. Well, hopefully it'll finish up early, where you don't have to. You know,
I am on what they call standby, where you said I don't know if they have the same kind of system that we do up here. You call in.
Yes.
And they tell you if you're in group whatever, you're to report it, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, I can't exactly speak for you guys, but as I understand it, I think we have a similar system. We actually copied everyone else. Someone developed a good system, and everyone else just started copying it. L.A. County used to be you were stuck. You were screwed. You were on there for 2 weeks, and that's it, baby. Huh. No standby, no nothing. You had to go, and you had to sit there for 2 weeks.
You want to hear you may find it kind of interesting story. My first jury duty was many years ago, and I used to be involved. Hang on a sec.
One time.
I had a cough, sorry.
No, I know. I was just being a jerk.
When I was growing up, I was involved with 4-H, and I knew this family, and the husband was a judge. And I was also, growing up, when I got to age of 18, I was involved with one of our political parties growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. I reported to jury duty, and the judge that was judging the case happened to be the guy that I have known for many years through 4-H and his family.
Oh.
Okay. The prosecuting attorney was somebody I was familiar with and knew from when I was involved with the political party.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. And I'm like, this could be rather interesting. But they gave me a pass. Not pass, they kept me on the jury.
Really?
Yeah.
And did the defense attorney know that?
They asked me if I knew blah, 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 and if I knew so-and-so. I guess if I can't remember how it was, but familiarity or whatever, and I made him aware that I knew both the judge and I knew the prosecuting attorney.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, God. So do I actually say, should I be excused?
That's funny, but you know what? Yeah, that's a major conflict. You're out over here in Los Angeles. That's a guaranteed, baby.
But how often do you end up with the same judge, the judge that you know, a judge that you know personally, outside of the legal system, and a prosecuting attorney that you know from outside the legal system?
No kidding.
That was just like too bizarre.
Yeah,
I walked into the courtroom and I'm going, oh, blank. And I said to myself, I know the judge.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah, I tell you. It's good stuff.
But I said, well, you can drive me to the top of the hill or whatever, and then I'll take the bus over because parking near the courthouse in our fair city, Thurston County Courthouse, is horrible. Absolutely horrible. They recommend people take the bus to the courthouse.
Yeah, I hear you. Huh. Yep, I believe it. Over in downtown, you know, it's actually not too bad over here, especially since you're a juror. Parking is not the easiest, but it's actually not too bad, though. I would love to go in on Subway, though, if I had my dithers, but it's not convenient for me. But hell, I sure would. It's all good. Yeah, you know what? It is what it is. You know what? I'm putting in, I'm programming the 1-4, which I thought I had done, and I had not done it yet.
The guests for the on my end for the Mount St. Helens did not pan out.
Problem.
Just going to be you and I tomorrow.
Which is fine. That's perfect. We've done those, so it's all good. Okay, Frank Cassini's is being programmed right now as we speak. I will have that one ready to go. He's been on quite a bit of television. Frank Cassini is a Canadian actor who has appeared in The X-Files, NYPD, and The Dead Zone. As a matter of fact, I wonder if he knows Michael Taylor.
Probably.
Yeah. So we're going to have to check that one out. Yeah, we're going to have to check that one out. So that's going to be good. All right. Whoops, got to put his name in there. Frank Cassini. And that's it. NDB Radio. So a lot of good stuff. It's now programmed for on the 19th. So it's all good. All good is good, so they say.
I don't know why. But I've been on the our website for NDB Media, and I was looking for information about the show on that we did with the Phoenix, how our numbers did on that show. Was it any good, or did you know?
Oh, you know what? I have just not checked. Yeah, actually, we get good numbers on it. Now, did we do that one on Star Trek, or did we do that one on...
I believe we did the Star Trek.
Do you remember when it was? It was in April. No, it was in May.
May 2nd. Okay. Oh, I think I just skipped over it. That one was on a Sunday night, so I think I did that one on the Star Trek one. So let me make sure. Let's see. Yeah, May 3rd is Lost for Lost. That was that special. Well, actually, decent numbers.
Okay. We're slowly picking up on our numbers on the Lost shows?
Actually, the numbers for Lost have actually been quite good. They've been pretty steady. They are very, very steady. I would love to keep Mr. Robert Meeks and Lewis Bettigan with us. And I don't know. That may happen. That may not. It probably won't, but I'd love to keep them on with us. All right, let me see. You know what? I'm going to exit the chat room and the switchboard, and I'm going to log out of right there.
System.
Yeah, I mean, we're on overtime right now anyway. We are actually no longer live.
So we're
in the overtime. So let me go into the Star Trek. And I want to give Star Trek Phoenix a mighty huge thank you. Because they blew some sunshine up our butts when they put us in both by name and they mentioned NDB Media. That just...
Did they mention NDB Media in the credits? I didn't see that. No, that. I saw our names.
I mean, having our names in there was really something, but NDB Media was also in there. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's actually one of the better ones. There were 72 people live.
Really? That's...
yeah, yep. And 200 in the archive.
That's doing pretty good there.
I'm definitely satisfied with that one. Yeah.
It turned out pretty well considering what last-minute changes.
Well, you know what? All I can say is that, we've been working with them for a long time, and we've done a lot of stuff with them. No one else has like we have. That's all I can say. Other people have interviewed them, no doubt about it.
I think we have a special relationship with them.
Yeah, well, we got some sunshine blowing up our little butts. Our keisters, there it is. So keisters, by the mentioning, they mentioned us, Shadow, you and me.
And Leo mentioned, he said since I couldn't be at the last event, that they said I'm sure there'll be another opportunity for us to do it again.
Yeah, there. You know what? There will be, and it's just a matter of making it happen. But okay, it's all programmed. It's all good. We have the one for. Wait a minute. Did I program it? Yeah, I did. The one for Wednesday is up as well. It's all good, and the one for yesterday. I remember the one for tomorrow has also been changed. So
what was yesterday?
Sorry, no, there's nothing yesterday. I meant to say the one for tomorrow.
I thought I was off my rocker.
Wow. You know, there it is. Yeah, Frank Cassini's in the house. All right, that one is set up for Wednesday, so it's all great. All right, we're all good. We're done. Shadow, thank you very much. And all right. Okay. I'm going to try to go to Disneyland this Sunday. Let's see what happens.
Somebody's invited you to go?
Well, I think I mentioned to you. Maybe you don't know. We purchased the annual passes this year. That's why we've been going so often.
Forgive me for using the phrase, bitch. I've always wanted to go.
It's okay. Well, you know what, Shadow? If you ever do come down to Southern California, I will get you into Disneyland. That's easy. Seriously.
The nearest thing that we have is the Wild Waves Enchanted Park up here, and that's nothing.
Oh, I hear you.
But I thought they belonged to associated with another park down in California. I just can't think of the name right now.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, if you guys come down to Southern California, it's no problem. We can arrange for you guys. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some family join us this Sunday for that very reason. I mean, we're good. We're covered, but we're able to get some friends in with us as well. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it's kind of like sounds like what we did for my folks. They for their we got them for Christmas last year membership to the Museum of Flight up in Seattle. And with that, they get visitor passes for friends to go up with them.
That is cool.
I didn't tell you. This is kind of cool thing. As we know, the space shuttles are being retired. And,
yep.
And the Museum of Flight is trying to get one of the retired, one of the shuttles when it's retired.
Yeah. Well, right now, Atlantis is up on its final flight right now.
What are we going to do when those go bye-bye?
Rely on the commie pinko bastards out there.
And not have it blow up.
Well, yeah, you know that. Yeah, wow. What can we say?
Sometime you said you guys get to get up to the Museum of Flight. Two places you got to do is Museum of Flight and the EMP, the Experience Music Project / Sci-Fi Museum in Hall of Fame.
Cool. Sounds good.
That's where the latter is where the Phoenix had their party that one of the party earlier in April.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, the vehicle loss has just changed my plans. I mean, because I'm going to have to purchase another vehicle to replace the piece of junk and then still get that second vehicle that we wanted to get, and it's going to make it happen. I'm still on the lookout for another limo because, as you know or don't know, we had started the limo business. I kind of hinted about it, and then the limo we purchased was smashed in another accident. That's another story. I tell you, it's just amazing. That's why I announced it on one program and then just didn't announce it again. It's hilarious. It's amazing what's happened. But, hey, all I can say is I walked away. They picked up the van, and all I have is a rental right now, so we'll see what happens. But, okay, Shadow, we're almost done with our time now. I do appreciate it, Senor. I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I'm going to go do sports talk with the guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks at 8 o'clock.
Have fun with the boys.
All right. Yeah. The little boys. So we shall see you tomorrow, and I'll call you a few minutes before, as always.
All right. Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, Shadow. Hasta.